and Kathy Dawes along with Dave Lewis doing a little bit of open phones, 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350. You can tweet us at 1350KMAN. Lots of tweets going out this morning about the solar eclipse.
I haven't even looked yet. So.
Oh, it's just packed with, you know, traffic advisories, with different ways of comprehending it, history. I mean, there's all sorts of different perspectives.
Any other traffic concerns that, that you're
not
seeing?
Not that I
there?
Am seeing currently, and just mainly that one on 75 that they were worried about, and hopefully that's getting cleared up in some way, shape, or form, but haven't seen anything new on that.
Okay.
I noticed that some area cities are not doing their usual siren testing. I don't think this would be our time to do
no,
that.
No, that's the first Monday of the month here.
Yeah.
So, oh, that would be... Hadn't thought about that. Some some actually do it on the third
I
Monday.
I guess they do, and it's just kind of humorous to see that. Yeah, probably not a good idea to be doing that. It will go back to the Middle Ages where we all think the world's coming to an end or something, probably. But and you know, people did used to freak out, obviously, when they didn't understand what was happening. And
you know, when I was a kid and we had those drills,
mm-hmm.
you know, if there was, you know, I remember those yellow and black signs, you know, for whatever nuclear stuff, you know.
Like it would really help to crawl under your desk and put your hand over your heads, yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah. Put your put your head between your knees and kiss. Well, anyway.
Yeah. my folks had a fallout shelter, so they took it very seriously.
Really?
But, I mean, I was right in the midst of the Cold War era. And
yeah.
In the early 60s, they built a fallout shelter. Yep.
Oh.
Still there. I mean, they use it for tornadoes and... Or I don't know that Dad can get downstairs as well anymore.
Not using it for the eclipse today, though.
No, I don't think so. You know, I'm sure all of them will be out with their glasses looking at it, you know, at my dad's house. So,
too much fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great time for a lot of people and great tourism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it's there, you know, I had the story on earlier this morning about a young woman who now lives out on the East Coast who's from
right.
Marysville who's coming back to get married. Today,
mm-hmm.
right during the eclipse time, and they should be done with the ceremony as there is totality in Marysville. And they're exiting to sparklers from the church where she grew up.
They'll always remember that day. Didn't you say it was also her fiancé's birthday, too?
Exactly.
So that'll be one they'll never forget.
Together for 10 years. I know Marysville's having this big breakfast mm-hmm. that they're having at the depot. And I think that the one of the main watching parts or spots is on the football field.
Mm-hmm.
I know that and a lot of smaller communities, Summerfield, which has a population
right.
of maybe 100, was selling some camping spots. And there's all kinds of other small towns,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the northeastern portion.
Hiawatha's
got a big deal, but even some of these smaller towns.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what's going on in Troy for you know.
Well, I saw someone on Twitter saying that they were going to Troy.
Really?
So for whatever reason, but yeah.
Not sure where I'm going to go yet, but that the idea of going on top of the Discovery Center.
Hopefully they'll let us all go out and peek. I would think
maybe
they
should give you a police escort to wherever it is you want to go after the law board meeting. There'll be plenty of cars.
Yeah, sure.
You know, you could have one great procession down to the Discovery Center.
Now, in 79, and again, and I think at that time I would have been, boy, actually, I might have still been in Oklahoma.
I'd have been a senior in high school, or maybe, yeah, I can't remember, but I remember we did the shoebox thing.
Mm-hmm.
You put a pinhole in the shoebox.
You are a little younger than me, aren't you? I already had two little bitty kids by 79.
Yeah,
KGOK
I must be,
in Oklahoma City is where I think I probably was
I must
then.
Be a lot younger than you. Yeah, yeah.
Enough. There, it makes a difference at those ages.
Uh-huh.
I was probably, 79, 22, 21.
Throwbacks.
Yep.
I've been seeing all this stuff, you know, the 40 years ago stuff, you know, and Kansas Left Overture.
Oh, 24, 23.
And
yeah.
What's that?
I was 24 or 23. I was thinking, wait a minute. Yeah, I had two kids when I was 23.
Were you 23 or were you 24?
I probably was only 20. Well, it depends. My birthday
depends
is late
on what
year.
Part of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gosh. Anyway, here we are talking about the eclipse, and, you know, our studio lines, we're keeping them open this morning here at 537. 1350. Oh, by the way, our sister station, 101.5 K-Rock,
mm-hmm.
During the eclipse, will be playing Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
Of course.
In its entirety.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty cool. You know, and thinking about all the other songs, you know, it's just like, if the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter's aligned with Mars, what exactly is that astronomically?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but astronomy and meteorology are not in cohorts this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, no? What are you doing? You're looking for music now, aren't you?
Well, I am, because there's a person from my hometown, Atchison, that literally was putting up a different song every day that was all related to, you know, the moon and the sun, and it was fantastic stuff.
It's marvelous day for a moon dance.
I was trying to find that, so yeah, you caught me. I was trying to multitask.
I'm a big Van Morrison fan, you know. He's going to
totally Eclipse of the Heart, of course, and everybody's been using that. In fact, our sister station, Elvis Duran, they played that on my way into work. I confess I listened to them, and they were playing that. But yeah, I know he had a whole grouping of others. I'm just not finding it right now.
Yeah. By the way, our hourly forecast does include showers here for the next 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a little bit of sunshine with clouds, according to my WeatherBug app, at 1 p.m. today. So maybe we will have a little bit of a clearing. And one of the things that you and I had talked about this the other day, that the National Weather Service is putting out a synopsis of weather throughout the day with regard to those areas of totality.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen that yet, but there are some neat things that I think that was coming up later this morning. So
people are a little nervous about that after making the jaunt. I know last I heard in Atchison it was supposed to be basically starting partly sunny with a few stray showers. So that makes you a little bit nervous, doesn't it?
Maybe.
Yep.
Darn it.
So where is everybody today? And, you know, who remembers 79? I know the gentleman I talked to this morning remembered where he was, and perhaps someone saw it back then, too.
Yeah, I like I said, I was still in school. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what time of the year it was.
Right. So you say it's another 7 years before we have one?
Yeah, in 2024 there's another one, but it's not coast to coast.
Mm-hmm.
See, and there's solar eclipses, you know, there are several of them about every, you know, 7 to 10,
right,
15 years or so. But this is the first time since 1918 where it went coast to coast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's unique about this scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it starts in Oregon and arcs through the Midwest and ends up in South Carolina for the 30-mile wide area of totality, or 60
right,
miles or something like that. And so those are the areas to the north of us. And I understand that if you go about 30 to 35 miles north of Manhattan, then you are in the 100% totality. So that would, like, put you in Frankfurt.
Oh, okay.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You could go there. I don't know what traffic is on 77 right now, but I bet it's probably...
Right.
Probably a little bit thick, as that one caller talked about earlier this morning.
Well, and if folks are out driving, I mean, obviously, if you have a hands-free device or you're a passenger in a vehicle, we don't want to encourage people to call in, but, you know, we only have a few minutes left. But it'd be interesting to know what the traffic's looking like.
And not just traffic leading up to the north, but traffic altogether, because
right,
one of the things that you're going to start seeing here is people during that time frame
mm-hmm,
pull over to the side of the road
right,
if they're traveling. So you got to be careful of those folks as well that are pulling over. And if you do pull over, you know, try to get on a side road as opposed to being on, you know, a major highway, whether it be a state highway
mm-hmm,
or I-70, whatever the case may be. So just be smart about where you're pulling over to. I think it's going to be interesting to continue to follow along Twitter and social media.
Right.
Where people are, you know, and that may be just a kind of a neat check-in.
Well, even
area,
some of my friends, I know I had a friend that they had a close friend from California that was coming in, and they were going to go more in the Leavenworth area. They knew someone there they were going to stay. I have other friends that are, you know, several different people that are kind of taking the day off. And our own Eric Scheidt, I don't exactly know where he was going, but he asked for the day off so he could go.
I'm not so sure he knows where he's going.
I don't know if it was family related or what, but he definitely said it was eclipse related. So we'll
it's
have
eclipse
to,
related.
Maybe he can give us a first-hand account when he comes back.
Well, that would
back,
be, well, maybe he could call in a report from where he's
hadn't
at.
Hadn't thought
yeah,
about that. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Well, you know, we got a couple of minutes left of the program here at News Radio KMAN, and we've had some fun conversation. I think it's going to be neat to follow along with that crew that's headed up to
Holton's looking packed. I'm seeing some video of that. the town of Holton is pretty full traffic wise.
Is Holton in 100% totality? I think
well, it's maybe people
a little
on
bit
their
south,
way.
Just on their way.
75 highway right. Once again yeah. is causing some real issues there.
I bet the casinos are going to be busy on the way back.
It could be.
Better luck at the casinos than with Powerball.
Right, right.
Oh, gosh. I was so distraught yesterday when I saw that I didn't win Powerball. You know, I like you a lot, Kathy.
But there's a but in there, isn't there? However.
Oh, I would have left you hanging for too long. You know, I was telling the guys over across the, you know, the seven panes of glass here in the studios, it's just like, you know, if I won the lottery, I would even start exercising.
There you
what
go.
Would you do with all that money? Well, I'd have extra time.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I won't just join a gym. I'll buy the gym. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, hey, it's been fun.
Tomorrow
on In Focus.
Yes, tomorrow.
It's Tuesday.
Dee McKee, Pottawatomie County Vice Chair, will be with us, County Commission Vice Chair, and she'll be telling us about what they're up to. And in addition, we will have Michelle Hobb, Director, Meadowlark Hills Parkinson's Program and Memory Program, will be joining us also to talk about some things. So,
all right, Kathy, it's been fun.
Mm-hmm.
Moving up on 10 a.m., Clark Howard is next. Rush Limbaugh has a special guest host today. Can't remember who it is. Mark Stein, maybe? Then Dan Patrick, the game. We'll talk about a lot of K-State stuff, including soccer. Royals are off today.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered.